Alive, alive,
alive forevermore. My Jesus. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Best News Ever podcast. My name is Sam O.
I'm Tina Ryan.
I have a ginormous zit on my face that I feel like we can introduce as our third co-host today.
Did you name it already?
So big. Can you think of one?
Not the pressure of a name.
Welcome to the show today. We are in a different studio. This is, I don't know, kind of like adjusting a little bit to this new
shout out to everyone at V-Roll Media. Yes. Ventures. Hey, everyone, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Derek Eboy, who owns the studio, is a friend of ours, and we are at his studio recording this, and we're just gonna roll with it because it's V-Roll. Hello. Yeah, we're just gonna V-Roll with
it. Si Derek Eboy, classmate ko nung college. Good times with Derek Eboy.
I'm gonna ask him for some dirt on Tina after this.
First and foremost, yeah. I want to thank you for celebrating my birthday.
I was going to ask, okay, your birthday was a couple of days ago. Mm. How was your birthday this year?
It was very memorable.
In a good way?
Naman.
Okay.
It's very quiet. I only planned a dinner with the small group of friends. Mm-hmm. I haven't really gone to the family to celebrate with them.
Oh my gosh. I did not realize that you didn't celebrate with the family yet.
Not yet. Because we were just kind of doing a lot of things. So
I feel so special.
Yeah.
You know what? Just since we're in the topic of birthdays, I think that's one thing that changed quite a bit when we listen to the teaching of Shincheonji and like living our faith life here and knowing where we are in the plan of God and what is fulfilling. Like the whole age thing, like there's been a real paradigm shift for me.
Oh yeah.
With the age thing. So recently I hosted this fan meeting of this Korean celebrity.
And
I posted about it and a local newspaper reposted that picture that I posted. And then I saw in the comment section of that paper, somebody said, oh, wow, you know, Sam Oh is like old and she's not married and she doesn't have kids yet.
Wow. Wow. Sino to?
But my point is like normally, you know, prior to maybe coming to Shincheonji, if I saw a comment like that, like it would have been
be
hurtful.
Upset.
But I think knowing what we know now, it's kind of like, this is the least of our concerns at this time, you know? And true. I have a lot of friends who are around my age, you know, who are not in relationships and they're feeling sad about it.
Pressured by
anxious,
society.
You know, that kind of thing. And I've certainly been there. And I just wanted to say, you know, to all the women, even the gentlemen who are maybe in that kind of situation in their life and feeling that way, now is not the time. And if you want to feel better about all that stuff, come and please study, you know, the word. And it's absolutely free. It's being offered to anyone who is interested. And so I just wanted to put that out there. Like there is, in this time in God's work, like this is not the time to be stressing about that stuff. Aww. Yeah. So anyway, all that to say, happy birthday, Tina.
Oh, and if I may share also, like birthdays used to like, make me depressed. Mm. Diba kasi the whole aging factor.
Yeah.
Ganun ba? But I see things differently now.
Yeah. Congratulations. You are practically a newborn in God's eyes, Tina Ryan. We have a really interesting episode ahead of us. Today, we're going to talk about how we can be sure that God is alive. Ah. Cue that song that you like.
Alive, alive.
Alive forevermore. My Jesus. But we're really going to talk about that. Like, why do we say that? How can we be sure, you know, that God is alive?
Well, let's start the show with an email.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready for an email. And this is something that we are asking all people in Shincheonji to do. If you are able to write us, bestnewseverpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear your story on how you journeyed to this church. And maybe you're not even a member of this church and want to write to us. That's fine too. Oh,
you're more than welcome to.
We'd love to hear from you. Ooh, okay. So Tina, would you do the honors?
Good day to the beautiful Tina Ryan and Sam. Oh, muy grabe naman. Hi, I am Menard. I have been listening to you since the times of the Narrow Door podcast, and seeing you and the podcast now, it is really uplifting to see how far the gospel has gone. Now, people we only imagine at first is spreading the gospel, as I and many of us have been doing for years now. I studied the word 10 years ago.
Wow.
Back then, I was active in my life of faith, but I admit that I was just being drawn by the feeling to, at least, to belong to a group. Okay. Parang ako lang. Okay.
Gusto mo magbelong.
Oo. Pero, uy, I belong. Hindi ako outcast, diba? But soon, the thirst for the word made me try to make sense of everything, even if it was confusing at times. Not long after, my pastor and a dozen of us learned the word, and we found the love of the word and became part of the first ones who helped spread this gospel. I was blessed to learn it as early in life as I did now, and this word has become the backbone of my life and my best basis of happiness and hope for eternal life. Aww. Okay, I just finished watching episode 9, and every time I watch it, both of you, I am really seeing future instructors.
That is offensive to the actual instructors out there. I'm so sorry.
So he was saying, I am really just seeing future instructors and the result of the word that has been spread in the Philippines for 10 years now and more. More power. God bless. The best news ever podcast, Menard.
Thank you very much.
I know the instructor part.
Wow.
I've been dreaming back in college that I'll become an instructor, but then no.
Any kind of instructor?
Zumba.
This is why we need to specify what kind of instructor, because there are many kinds of instructors.
Kasi FYI, talaga pong certified ako. Diba? Hindi ko lang siya pinaractice. Oh, it was one of those, okay, I'm bored. I got the weekend off. I'm gonna be a Zumba instructor.
So you're certified Zumba instructor?
Oo.
What?
Hindi lang talaga, hindi ko lang siya, I didn't practice.
Can you teach me one time? I want to take a class.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, thank you, Menard, for the time to write us. And I feel you. Like, I was the same way. Para lang may masabi na I belong somewhere.
Which is a natural instinct naman for human beings. We want to belong to something, you know, some group.
But it's nice now that I belong here.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. Finally, our appeals are connecting on cam. Okay. I really, first of all, I would never dare put instructor before my name. We are, we have so much more to learn. And yeah, super far. But I really like how he points out in his letter that this word that he has learned has become the backbone of his life and the basis of happiness and hope for eternal life, which I think is connected to our topic today. What is the backbone of our faith? I guess like a certain, sure, 100% belief in God, it would be a good basis, but how do we know that, right? But yes, Menard, thank you so much for your email. We appreciate all of you who take the time to write to us. It is, I'm sure, really, really encouraging for all of the people out there who are trying to keep this life of faith in Shincheonji, because
thank you.
It's not a walk in the park, but it is the most fulfilling journey.
Okay. And so with that,
we are
going to talk about,
how do we know that God is alive? I thought maybe we can start with the question of, prior to coming to Shincheonji and learning the revealed word, did you have any sort of experience or maybe stories you heard from other people that was the basis of like, okay, now I know that God is real?
Okay, you're going to probably laugh, but you know how I never believed in dinosaurs?
Wow, dinosaurs. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're going to...
Oh, diba? Yeah, balik natin dun sa dinosaur story ko.
You never believed that dinosaurs were real?
Oh.
Okay.
Kasi nga, to me, if it's not in the Bible...
It's not real.
It's not real.
Okay.
So, but then of course, you can't disregard science until I saw the fossils in Balboa Park, one of the museums in San Diego. And I was like, there is a God. Kasi ang laki nung fossil. Kasi ang laki nung kwarto. Ay, nung buong museum, diba? So, but it takes me back to creation. Something that magnificent.
Mm.
You know? And like, okay, and then while I was there, and I started to think about the universe and how vast it is. And I'm like, may Diyos. Yun lang may kaya gumawa nun, di ba?
Yeah, I remember like early in my faith journey, I read a couple of books that had to do with exactly that kind of reasoning.
Tell
of
me,
like,
tell me.
No, but basically the idea being if you look at the universe, how life is sustained here on Earth, how so many things have to be in this perfect level. And if anything was like a fraction off, life would be impossible as we know it. But for some reason, that balance is held and has been held for millions of years. And so without, and just how like the design behind all of it.
There you go.
Know, yeah, if there is not something behind all of that, how could it be that all of this is just, wala lang, it's just there. And that's it. In that kind of reasoning.
But in an experience-wise, how did you prove that God exists?
I have a couple of things. And I don't know if they were really like, you know, after that experience, I was like, 100%, sure, that's it. Because in my experience, I think God kind of nudges you here and there.
Oh,
instead of just
you?
Like, boom, you know, he just like drops it one time, big time. In my experience anyway, I think maybe some people have had that kind of really dramatic thing that brought them to God. But I think for me, it was things like how one time I was in the middle of praying the rosary. And this was, you know, in that year where everything was just kind of like crashing in my life, falling apart.
That bad year.
Yes, okay. That bad year. But I was in the middle of a rosary and I just felt like the sense of peace that really didn't make any sense because the thing that brought me to God, it was even worse by then. So to feel that kind of peace in my heart was just like inexplicable to me.
I haven't felt that. I don't feel that.
You're so ingitera.
I super am. Kasi wala pa ako nung ganun moment. Like, God whispered to me. Wala pa ako mga ganun.
Hindi. I didn't hear like, you know, some
whisper. No, pero like,
whisper.
I know what you're saying. Like, you felt that, like, it's a different kind of peace.
Yeah, yeah. But don't you feel that now with like understanding of the word and stuff?
Well, yeah, but like that, I just haven't had that magical, I feel so alive.
Yeah,
ganun.
Yeah. Yeah. So like there was
Maybe you'll give me that this year.
Maybe. Who knows? So there was that. And then I think another thing was maybe the year that my dad got sick and we got him checked and decided maybe the best way was to just go to Korea and do a few tests there. We planned it to be like a 5-day trip. I ended up staying there for like something like 3-4 months because turns out his condition was pretty bad. And so he had to be confined. And because I was already there with him, I really was the best person to take care of him. And I was glad to do it. But I think at some point, not knowing that it was going to be a 4-month thing where I was just like, it's kind of up in the air. I don't know how long this is going to be. My anxiety started to kick in.
Ikaw?
Oh, yeah.
My anxiety si Sam?
Okay. And so. This, I was already, you know, starting to practice the Catholic faith already. And one of my anxieties at that time was financial anxiety, just because I was away, you know, I wasn't working and how long is this going to go on? And then there was a job that I did, you know, like something like a year or two prior to that. And it was, you know, a pretty good amount of change. And I was waiting to get paid for it, like for the money to actually come in. And it just wasn't coming in. And in the beginning, I was just kind of following up on it. And then I got tired of it. I was like, whatever.
Forgot about it.
And while I was there in the hospital taking care of my dad, the money, with no prodding whatsoever, came in. And I was like, I think God is like, you know, kind of like nudging me a little bit. Like, hey, I'm here. You know, I'm here to take care of you. So another thing is my mom.
Oh, what about mom?
So my mom is a devout Catholic and she's like super big on the rosary, right? And she lights candles when she prays the rosary.
Okay.
And sometimes the wick of the candle would burn into like what looks like little flowers.
Okay.
And you know how the rosary is like, you know, parang it's like beads na dapat roses
parang,
talaga siya.
Oh, parang flowery.
So my mom would take pictures of this and like she would send it to all her family. that person.
But, oh my gosh, oh, burning to. Oh.
So like, I even have pictures of that stuff too.
Oh.
I think all of these experiences, I'm sure many people can relate to as well, because I think God is, you know, always maybe trying to use these circumstances of our lives to make his presence felt. Ganyan. But I think what really shifted when we started learning about the word and just encountering God through the word, because the Bible does say that God is the word. I think my thinking shifted to, okay, I'm not going to discount those experiences, and I'm glad I had them. And I do think that they brought me closer to God and, you know, closer to making me believe that he is real and he does care about me and all that stuff. I don't think it can be a super solid basis for a faith that is sustained for a very long time.
Uh-huh. So now this is where the scriptures come in.
Yeah. But how did you feel? I mean, how did learning the word make a difference for you and the way that you believed?
I'm still amazed because, kasi nga, diba, my little knowledge of the Bible, I never even knew what prophecy meant.
Yeah.
But I guess talagang in the scriptures, God left prophecies that he fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Like, we can go back as early as the time of, was that Moses?
Abraham
pa. Yeah. Oo, diba? And I'm still kind of wrapping my head around it. Parang, okay, so he left the prophecy and then he fulfilled it. And then now we're at the time na may bagong prophecy that we're supposed to keep.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Dun ako medyo, okay, talagang nandun siya. Andun siya, diba, from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Until this day.
So prophecy and fulfillment is really something that you hear a lot in Shincheonji, and especially, you know, as you start studying the word, because it is really the big pillar for why we can trust that God is real and that God is alive. Because we learn that, yes, when we look in the Bible, there have been prophecies that were given, as you say, like time of Abraham pa, ganyan. And that is the thing that is unchanging. Because here's the thing about like all the stuff that we talked about. Again, I'm not going to discount them. I think, you know, I'm really grateful to God for allowing me to experience those things. But I think as human beings, those experiences can wear off over time.
Like makakalimutan mo. Uh-oh. And then makakalimutan mo rin the fact that and there is a God.
Yeah.
Because we can get carried away with so many things in life.
Yeah, and we're really forgetful. You know, I can be really grateful in that moment where I really needed that money and like God came through. Uh-uh. But then once I get comfy, once things are good, I'm not going to look for God.
Uh-huh.
So I think we learned in Shincheonji that the thing that we can really, really hold on to that is unchanging and that God has proven time and time again to his people is that there is prophecy and fulfillment in the Bible, and he keeps showing us through the fulfillment that he is alive and that he's working.
So at the time where we are now, how strong is your faith life? Like, how well do you know in your heart that we do have a God?
Oh, I have no doubt about it. I have, but I think also early in my faith, as I was experiencing these things and also just feeling how God was moving in my life, I was pretty close to it. But I think what I feel now is I feel like I found something that I can really, really hold on to.
Aww.
And it's not based on, say, maybe my interpretation of events or maybe how I felt, but really like something that is unchanging in the scripture and something that will actually come to life as physical fulfillment. Like prior to coming to Shincheonji, prophecy and fulfillment wasn't even part of my faith vocabulary.
Hello.
Diba?
Oh.
Like not ever.
Like I don't even remember ever studying prophecy or fulfillment. Makahiwalay, no.
Yeah.
Like, no, unheard of.
Yeah.
Super unheard of to me.
And now having learned everything, I see how that is really the one unchanging thing that you can base your faith on. Because as the scriptures tell us, when God promises something, and He always will promise something, He will give a prophecy before He does anything. And then when He does give that promise, He will make sure to fulfill it. And yeah, we see that in the time of Abraham. In a past conversation, we were talking about how they had to build a tabernacle in the desert.
Ito naman tayo sa tabernacle, diba? Sabi kung ako, ay, nasa desert ng ilang years? 40?
Yeah, 40. But you know, so the term I forgot in that episode was, they were promised, kasi number, okay, Abraham was promised that his descendants are gonna be slaves in a country that's not their own, right? And they were, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, right? But they would come out of it with great possession. Yun yung term, great possession. Because if you read that part of the Bible, when the Israelites are on their way out, the Egyptians are like, here, take my money. Like, take all of it. Like, it's, they just give it away. Yeah.
Because, pero nagreklamo pa rin sila, diba? Okay.
Oh my gosh. Can we even get to like how they were grumbling so much in the desert? Despite all of the miraculous things that they were seeing, huh? And I think that's another thing. People, a lot of us will experience something that is miraculous in their lives and then use that as a basis. Again, I'm not discounting that kind of experience. Did you remember something?
So you're saying pala, I think I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. But once we encounter like something miraculous, parang we expect more. Ganun ba?
Nakakalimutan natin. We forget. Like, the intensity of that experience doesn't last. It's not going to take you through to the end. And we see that in the Israelites and their experience in the desert. Because what did they see there? They had food coming out of the sky. Manna. That was just like falling from the sky. Right?
Nangangaka na lang.
Diba? And then, at some point, they got tired of it because they were eating the same thing again and again. Which, you know what? I get it. I do. Oh I do.
Gosh. So, biglang nag-guilty ako. Para feeling ko ako din yun, pare-parehasan lang lagi.
So what did God do? He gave them quail. Like, quail was coming from the sky. Can you imagine, like, Korean fried chicken coming from the sky, Tina?
Hindi pa rin po sila natuwa.
Hindi! And then, Moses parting the Red Sea. Can you imagine what that would have been like?
Yeah.
That would have been, like, outrageous. And still, the scriptures tell us that in the end, they did not believe.
They betrayed.
And so, like, if you, I suppose if you try to think of yourself in that position, parang, these Israelites, man, how stubborn are these people? Like, if I was there and I saw that, I would never turn my back against God. But I don't think that's true.
I probably would have been one of the people who, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Rebelled or questioned or, you know, complained. Because,
and like, if you think about, you know, what life would have been like out in the desert and you were there for 40 years.
I like the heat. Okay.
I know.
One thing I can tell you. Yeah, but yeah.
But even so, you. Right? Anyway, so all that to say, even despite seeing all of those miraculous things, they still could not sustain that faith in God. And I don't think it's any different for us. I think these experiences, you know, I do believe that God orchestrates them and He works certain ways in our lives to show us that, maybe remind us that He's there. But ultimately, it has to be the Word.
I was about to say, I think a big chunk of my belief now is, I mean, having studied under, you know, under Shinchen Ji is, because everything is Bible-based. And I feel like before I just know of Him, like now I feel in my heart that I'm really getting to know Him through the Bible. And that's I think that's what changed my life too.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's like a bigger reason for me to hang on to His promises, diba? Which is heaven coming down.
Right.
Which is in the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah. So I think it really helped us to learn how this prophecy and fulfillment cycle has been going on through the times that we see in the Bible. Like, yeah, starting with like Abraham and then fulfillment at the time of Moses, and how Jesus was also prophesied about the Messiah in the Old Testament. And then Jesus came according to all of those prophecies. And there are so many of them. we couldn't go through all of them. We'd be here all day talking about that stuff.
I don't want to be here all day.
No. I love you, but not all day. Yeah. Like, no, but really, diba? And that is also what they had to believe at that time. Uh-uh. That Jesus, when he was testifying that I was the Messiah that was prophesied, they had to believe that. Of course, check everything through, you know, through the scriptures that they had. But that is what they had to believe. Because again, God will time and time again promise something and they, and then he will fulfill it.
Love it.
And
promise keeping God.
Oh. And we also have promises for ourselves today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Like, okay. Speaking of keeping our promises.
Yeah.
It's again the it's not a walk in the park, like you said. Mm-hmm. I still struggle at times.
But you know what? I mean, I think okay, just going back to those the promises that we have for us today. That would be the promises about Jesus' second coming. Mm. And all of those things are prophesied in the books of Revelation and the four Gospels and things like that. And I guess the first challenge is having the heart and the commitment to actually study this stuff. I know that it's a lot for most people. Mm-hmm. Because it's what? Maybe, I think today, in this day and age where, you know, we're doing online classes and I think classes are like an hour and a half long, like yeah. three times a week or something, is maybe like an 8-month commitment, which I know is a lot.
But I don't think we should even complain. Naka-Zoom na nga tayo, diba? Imagine mo kung talagang pupunta ka pa sa school.
It is, from what we hear, how it's set up today is so much more convenient than what it was before. But I do understand how people, when they hear like, oh, it's an 8-month course, you know, three times a week, whatever, whatever. I get it. But I think if you think of how much time we committed to studying just, say, you know, things in school, for the purpose of what? Getting a good job, having a comfortable
degree,
life, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, when we're talking about studying the Bible and learning the Word of God, we're talking about something that is eternal.
Yeah. Eternal life lang naman ang pinag-uusapan natin dito, diba?
Any last words before we go?
That we offer the Bible classes for free.
We do.
It's free.
San ka pa, diba? It's free.
And online.
Yes, it's convenient.
And we,
it doesn't cost you anything.
We have times in the morning, times in the afternoon, even times at night.
Yeah. There's even an online system now where if you really cannot commit to any of these scheduled classes online, you can go and study this stuff yourself. It's
at
guided.
Your own pace, yeah. Pa, diba?
Yeah, it's guided. Of course, you know, Shinchenji will have to make sure that you are following along and that you are understanding. But again, I think our instructors and evangelists, just the team that is responsible for making sure that the people understand, they're so committed holding your hand through this process. So there's really no excuse. And we really hope you check it out and join us.
I love our instructors.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They are.
And we have all kinds of, we have English speakers, Tagalog speakers. There's Bisaya na.
And just other languages around the world. Yeah. I think with this digital world, online world that we are living in, you can really be anywhere in the world and be doing this stuff.
There you have it.
Okay. So BiblePrayerConnection.com is a website that you can check out. You have all the YouTube channels on there. And we invite you to please come and hear this word and verify it for yourself. All right. On that note, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you checking out these new episodes all the time. And again, bestnewseverpodcast@gmail.com is the email address. Looking forward to hearing from you all. Let's go. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.